It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Randy Greenike. Thanks for joining us today, Randy.
Thank you, Steve.
Randy Greenike, we're going to get a little bit to talking about his retirement and doing that in just a little bit. But for those that don't know, Randy is stepping down at the end. He's retiring at the end of this month as the NDSU Extension agent here in Barnes County. But let's get to some business at hand first. And I understand you have an ag improvement meeting coming up from Friday. Tell us about that, Randy.
I have to take advantage of an opportunity to plug the last meeting that I've got arranged here. So, yes, the Ag Improvement is going to be meeting on Friday, December 17th, starting at 9:45 a.m. up at the Ag Country Farm Credit meeting room up there. And Greg Endres will be here. He'll be talking about wheat varieties and also how to manage water hemp. And then we'll do a quick business meeting, and then Frayne Olson is on the program at 11 o'clock, and he's going to provide a market outlook. So it's open to Ag Improvement members and also those that want to just come and partake and be part of those seminars. So I'd love to see you there this Friday at 9:45 a.m.
All right. That's December 17th, this Friday. Well, Randy, what's it like? Randy's retiring after 30 years as an NDSU Extension agent. Boy, that's quite an honor, 30 years history.
Well, you know, it kind of makes you think back a little bit about, and you kind of reflect on the things that have been wonderful and great and that have made it a great experience. And I feel like I'm very fortunate to have been spent so many years in Barnes County. Allowed my wife to come back and get a degree at the college, and allowed our kids to get a terrific education in the school system that really prepared them exceptionally well for their college years that followed. So I also consider it very fortunate to be in a county that's always been a strong supporter of Extension and have really appreciated the fact that I've had resources to work with. And you know, everywhere you go in the Midwest, rural people are wonderful to work with. So also appreciate being able to work with a group of people that, you know, I grew up in that kind of environment. And so it's been wonderful to work with people that are part of my background.
Now, Randy's been here in Barnes County in Valley City since 2002. But where did you start your career back in 91?
I started an extension in Hettinger out in Adams County. And I still remember when we moved there, my wife, who was originally from Bemidji, Minnesota, said she was wondering where all the trees were. And but we actually really did enjoy it out of our time out there in Hettinger. And then the position opened up in Lisbon in Ransom County. And so after starting in Hettinger, the great little town of Hettinger, we moved to Lisbon, and we're in Ransom County for a while. And you know, that's one of the things I really feel very fortunate as well. I've worked at great staff in all the counties that I've been in, and so I can't say enough good things about the wonderful staff I've been able to work with.
You know, when you talk about trees, once you got to Lisbon and Valley City and the Cheyenne River Valley, you had a few more trees even for eastern North Dakota, right?
It felt very comfortable, and one of the things that I noticed very, very quickly was that when it got hot and dry, not everything turned brown like it did out in western North Dakota. So I've always been one that appreciates plants and things that grow and do well, and so it's always been really nice to be in an area where we get enough rainfall and things stay green for most of the summer.
Let's go back 30 years. Let's just talk about the technology. Can you imagine you were working with typewriters and telephones, landline telephones, and then you go to cell phones and to fax machines. You probably had fax machines in 91. I'm sure we did. But
yep.
And then you're talking about out in the fields, GPS systems. I mean, just talk about the technology alone, where that's come from in 30 years. Isn't that mind-boggling?
It is. I remember the first thing that we were trying to figure out how to do was how to, you know, use email and try to become a little bit proficient with it. So that was kind of one of the new things. And I know farmers were carrying bag phones around, and, you know, and my goodness, how things have changed. And I think about, you know, the biggest change really has been the cell phone, quite honestly, because, you know, somebody can go out in a field, they can see a weed that they can't figure out what it is, and they can take a picture of it, and they can, you know, text it to me. And you know, if I don't know what it is, I can text it to a state specialist, and then, you know, we can kind of text back and forth. And in a matter of just a few minutes sometimes, we can have made multiple communications and get a positive identification on something. So the ability of carrying that connectedness with you everywhere you go is just really remarkable.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Randy, we wish you all the best. It's been an honor and a pleasure for me to work with you and for you to be so accommodating and to really be our educator in so many news stories that we've done over the years, and also educating people out there, maybe who aren't farmers. I know kind of like many of the stories you do, it's probably like preaching to the choir, but it's kind of nice to get that word out there to other people too, right, Randy?
It is, and, you know, that's one of the things I've been fortunate in. All the communities I've been in have had radio stations where we've been able to have that as a way to, you know, get information out and do it in a very, very timely fashion. And so really have appreciated the ability to work with you and KOVC to make it possible to reach people.
Randy Greenike and his retirement party is on Wednesday, and that's from 3:30 to 5:30. Wish Randy all the best. It'll be held in the Barnes County Courthouse in the basement. That's the Randy Greenike retirement party from 3:30 to 5:30 tomorrow, Wednesday, December 15th. Randy, we wish you and your wife and your family all the best.
Thank you so much. And if somebody can't come and they want to stop in the office and you know, have one last chat, I sure would encourage that as well.
Because you'll be there at least through the 31st, right?
Through the 30th, yes.
Through the 30th, yep. I should say. Okay. Thanks, Randy. We'll talk to you later. There's Randy Greenike, NDSU Extension agent, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.